A rash of small plane crashes late this summer in Alaska has pushed the number of crash-related fatalities past last year's total, according to National Transportation Safety Board Alaska Region Chief Clint Johnson. In comparing today's date with September 10th of last year, Johnson says the actual number of light plane crashes is down.
In 2012, we had a total of 98 accidents. In 2013, on September 10th, we have a total of 85. However, that's where the similarities change. Last year, in 2012, we had 10 fatalities, and unfortunately, this year we have 32 fatalities, which is pretty surprising.
He says an investigation into the most recent crash on Monday continues. The crash of an experimental home-built airplane took the life of Big Lake pilot Kenneth M. Widby and seriously injured passenger Jason Scott. Johnson says late summer and fall tends to have more fatal plane crashes.
Obviously, during the latter part of August and September, historically for our office, has always been a busy season. However, this year it seems to be a little bit more busier than in years past, no doubt about it.
He says it's too early to tell if there are determining factors related to all the crashes.
Keep in mind that all of these investigations, these most recent accidents here, are still very much in progress, whereas they're still in the very preliminary stages. So it's way too early to look and see if there are any similarities between any of the accidents.
NTSB keeps records on the number of crashes and fatalities on a calendar that runs October 1st through September 30th. Johnson says a crash in Soldotna in July took 10 lives. Another at Merrill Field in Anchorage recently took two more, while a plane crash on September 5th killed one man. Other light plane accidents ended without fatalities. Two men walked 8 miles to safety after their plane went down near Nondalton earlier this month, and three men were rescued after their helicopter iced up and was weathered in on Mount McGeek at Katmai National Park. A pilot and passenger survived a crash into a lake near Talkeetna over the weekend.